Our third story now. U.S. drones have once again targeted areas in Afghanistan's northeastern province of Kunar. Local officials say the attack has killed four people, all of them alleged Taliban militants. No further details have been reported about the attack. There's no immediate comment by the Taliban on the incident. The U.S. claims that the airstrikes by its unmanned aircraft target militants, but evidence on the ground shows many civilians have been killed in the attacks over the years. Let's go to Portland and talk to Leah Bolger, political commentator. Welcome, ma'am. Ms. Bolger, under a new Afghan administration, how much will the drone program continue, do you think?
Oh, I'm afraid that the American government is going to continue using drones as long as they like. The American government likes drones because American lives are not put at risk, and they seem to be effective at killing people that they want to kill. But, you know, the fact is that the drones, the combat drones that are being used by the United States are violating international law, and not just in Afghanistan, but in Pakistan and Yemen. And every life that is taken is a war crime.
And, of course, we know that these drones have caused immense damage in Afghanistan. Just how much does the operation of these drones have an impact on the psyche of their operators?
Well, there are mixed reports about that. Some say that it's easier for drone pilots to do their work because they don't have to, you know, they're removed from the combat. They're not looking the enemy in the eye. Other people say, well, they're watching the reconnaissance photos for a long period of time, and they do get to know their victims a bit, and they do feel some guilt or it does impact them personally when they launch these missiles. But, you know, the bottom line is that we wouldn't have to be concerned about the psyche of drone pilots. What we should be concerned about are the deaths that are being caused by the American government. And too little attention is being paid to the people who are really being harmed, the Afghans and the Somalis and the Yemenis and the Pakistanis, who are innocent civilians trying to go about their daily business, and they're being rained terror from the skies.
So does the American government have any intention to compensate for the victims' lives?
No. In fact, in most places, the American government doesn't even take responsibility for the drone strikes. It was only until recently that the United States even admitted that they had launched drone missiles in Pakistan, because it's being run by the CIA. Now, there are programs in Afghanistan to provide reparations for people who are wrongly killed, but I'm not sure that applies to drone killing. So these are more for people who their doors are knocked in and they're shot. Also, if the United States says that they killed alleged militants, you can be sure they're not going to pay any compensation to those families, because if the United States says they're militants, then they're fair game in the view of the United States. But we know that that alleged militant doesn't qualify for being assassinated. We know that the world law doesn't allow for that. So in my mind, in the minds of the law, everyone who's being killed in an illegal military operation are innocent civilians. And so they're all war crimes, and they should all be, you know, they should be stopped, but at the very least should be compensated.
Indeed. Leah Bolger, political commentator from Portland. Thanks for your thoughts there, ma'am.